Welcome back. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. My next guest is Kara Ober. She's the founding editor and publisher of Be More Art, a terrific magazine devoted to the local arts scene. The coronavirus has, of course, put a damper on a lot of arts events, but there are some things going on that merit notice, and we want to talk about it. Kara, always good to talk to you.
You too, Tom. Thanks for having me.
So generally speaking, I mean, the museums are closed. Many of the galleries are closed. How are the people exhibiting visual art handling the coronavirus? Do people have the opportunity to see some of the stuff that's in both museums and galleries?
Yes. So most of the galleries, there are some virtual exhibitions, and there are actually some really great opportunities to purchase art online, like ICA Baltimore or Resort. But most of the galleries you can visit by appointment, and some of them are hosting like day-long openings, so you can come in like socially distant masks and small groups to visit in person.
I mean, what's your take as a person who keeps a close eye on, you know, the visual arts scene here in town and the arts in general, about how people are doing? We've done a bunch of shows about the performing arts here during the pandemic and the you know, inventive ways that they're dealing with it. On the visual arts side, are artists, how are they doing? How are they coping?
I mean, it's been a really challenging year for everyone involved with this community. So we're almost at the end. It would be really great if we can just kind of hang on for a couple of more months. And I think things will get more, you know, normal soon. But they're you know, as artists do, they're innovative. So, you know, as mentioned, like buying online has actually been really successful. I think people have been buying a lot more art, and galleries before this typically would not put their prices online. That was sort of a taboo thing to do, but necessity has, you know, required them to do so. And it's actually made people purchase more art via, you know, their phones or their computers. So that's actually been wonderful. And I've visited, you know, as many art exhibitions as I can in person, and I'm seeing a lot of sales of art. So that's all really good.
Yeah, that's interesting that people are you know, figuring out how to buy art online. You'd think that it's something that you really got to stand in front of before you buy the piece. Let's talk about a couple of the galleries that you've been paying attention to. The Springsteen Gallery. What are they up to, and why is that an exhibition that's caught your notice?
So there should be a review up at bemoreart.com later this week if you want to read more about the show. But Springsteen is a gallery that they're currently based in Highlandtown. They're like around the corner from the Creative Alliance, and it's this beautiful, pristine, contemporary art space. It feels like you're in Chelsea when you're in this space. It's really well curated. And the artists that they show are Baltimore affiliated as well as international. So, and part of what they do is exhibit artists that are sort of poised for much larger careers. And they also participate in NADA, which is the New Art Dealers Alliance. So they participate in national art fairs as well. So they're really kind of taking Baltimore and bringing these artists to a much more global audience, which is great. So right now there's an excellent show. It ends on February 27th, and it features two artists. So one is Mashur Zahor, who is a recent MICA graduate, and the other is Sandy Williams IV, who is based in Richmond. And it's paintings, it's interactive sculpture, video and photography. And the show definitely explores in an abstract way, like the Black body, the male Black body in America, but definitely accomplishes this through all sorts of funny and also disturbing pop cultural references.
All right, so that's a Springsteen Gallery, and I agree with you. It's a really wonderful space. I love hanging out over there when I get a chance. There's a new gallery, a new art gallery that's just popped up in Bolton Hill. It's called CPM, the Critical Path Method. Tell us about that one.
Sure. So this gallery just opened, and so now they're having their second exhibition, Which is Dry Point Prints by Louise Bourgeois and Pune Magze, who is a previously been like a professor at MICA. So we have Louise Bourgeois, who is now deceased, but this international superstar. And the first exhibition featured Clifford Owens, who is also has a Baltimore connection, but is now based in New York. He's a conceptual and performing artist and a recent Guggenheim winner. So we have this gallery, you know, this beautiful brownstone in Bolton Hill. It's very welcoming. And the gallery director's name is Vlad Smolkin. And he is originally from the area. He went to New York, was the director of a really great gallery in New York, the Peter Bloom Gallery, for over a decade. And so he's decided to come back to his roots in Baltimore with this gallery. And he sort of brings this New York art world connection to the space. So I'm really excited about the work that he's showing and the fact that he is also sort of connecting Baltimore as a site of creative production to this much larger art world.
There's another kind of newish gallery that is downstairs from a very established gallery, the Grimaldus Gallery up on Charles Street in Mount Vernon. It's called Catalyst Contemporary. There's a show there by Sejung Cho, who's both a scientist and a surrealist painter. Interesting, it sounds. Tell us about that show.
So that is actually not opening until March 25th. So that's from March till May the 8th. Right now they have a virtual show, so you can go to their website and check that out. But I'm really excited because I'm a huge fan of Sejong's work. I really think her paintings are quite extraordinary. And so this gallery has been around for about, I want to say, 2 years. And it's run by the people who also run, totally spacing on their name, Full Circle. It's a gallery for photography and
circle,
process film.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So they have started Catalyst in this space beneath Grimaldus to show artists, you know, besides contemporary photographers. And they're doing an amazing job. It's very collectible. Again, artists who sort of have one foot in Baltimore and one foot in, you know, a larger contemporary art world. So that is, again, right now it's virtual. They don't have a show to visit in person. But once this show opens, you can make an appointment. And the same is true with Full Circle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most of these places, I think, are going to require appointments so that they can keep the crowds, regulated. And upstairs from that one, at the Grimaldus Gallery, the Grimaldus Gallery, of course, kind of the grandpa of all galleries here in Baltimore. It's been around for a long time. It's had some very, very famous artists that it's represented. But what's going on there these days?
Sure. So the C. Grimaldus Gallery, as you said, has been sort of the most established contemporary art gallery in Baltimore. So they've been around for about three decades and, you know, represent, you know, super, super famous people, you know, Grace Hartigan, Sir Anthony Caro, Beverly MacIver, but they also show a lot of Baltimore-based artists. So the person they're showing right now is Carol Brown Goldberg, and it's a show of very large sort of organic, I use the word whimsical. I don't know if that's the best word, but it sort of explores this macro micro version of the cosmos. And they're just very beautiful and soothing to look at.
Yeah. And you mentioned Creative Alliance. We don't have time to talk about it, but they have a exhibition featuring 10 Black American artists in the main gallery that'll be there until the 20th of March. So, Kara Ober, thank you so much. Always enjoy reading Be More Art and appreciate your telling us what's going on. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks, Tom.
That's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow, a roadmap on how to plan for end-of-life care for those we love and for ourselves. Dr. Dan Morheim, an emergency medicine physician, former member of the General Assembly, and his wife Shelley will discuss their new book, Preparing for a Better End. Plus, Dr. Dorothy Hollinger, who's a former member of the faculty at the Harvard Medical School, will talk about the anatomy of grief. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for being with us today here on Midday. We'll talk again tomorrow.
You're tuned to your NPR news station, 88.1 WYPR.